When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. It is Wednesday here on The Opening Bell. We turn our attention now to our monthly Building Business Around Town segment, sponsored by Associated Bank. Bennett Wakenight traveled to Skokie to meet with Joe Block of Block Steel Corporation.
I'm Bennett Wakenight with WGN Radio, and this is Building Business Around Town, brought to you by Associated Bank. And we're here at Block Steel Corporation, and this is Joe Block, President and CEO of Block Steel Corporation. Joe, thank you so much for having us here today.
Well, thanks for coming, Bennett. We're very proud of our operation.
Well, it's quite an operation, as you can see looking around and seeing it firsthand. We're surrounded by these wheels of steel and But it's not just steel that you guys specialize in. You specialize in aluminized steel.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about what that is exactly.
We're the largest independent distributor of aluminized steel in North America, if not possibly in the world. Aluminized steel is an aluminum alloy coated sheet steel. The aluminum alloy consists of about 93% aluminum and the balance of that being silicon and some trace metals. That steel is used in applications where you need a combination of heat reflectivity and corrosion resistance. But we warehouse and store the material and then process the coils we would get from the mills, and we would then sell that, process it in either smaller coils or into blanks or to sheets to manufacturers who would put that material directly into production.
What are some of the everyday products that we might see this aluminized steel used in?
Aluminized steel is used commonly in automotive applications. So it'd be used in shielding in automobiles, small appliances like toasters possibly, ranges would use aluminized steel. Many type of barbecue applications. So a lot of barbecues, especially gas-fired barbecues, will have a lot of aluminized parts.
So it's quite an operation that you have set up here at the Block Steel Corporation, and you guys have been doing this for a while, founded right around 1948. But give us an idea as to what goes into managing such an operation like this.
We have been sort of set up so that we work with what's called just-in-time inventory. And we work with most of our customers are able to give us schedules that tell what material they need and when they need it. We then work off that replenishment schedule so that we then produce new material to fill into the supply chain when they've pulled material out of here. We do that, we've kind of got that a little bit down to a science, and almost 72 years of experience, it's just something we've kind of learned how to do, and all our personnel have learned how to do. To be honest with you, it's not so much of a science as it really is a little bit of an art, and a combination of the actual data you get from your customers, but also in a way trying to interpret what you have at historical trends and understanding what your customers are going to need. But over the years, we have geographically spread ourselves by putting our steel in facilities that are geographically located to our customer base. We've done that by using contract facilities around the country and by placing inventory at strategic locations. That's allowed us to kind of have the national breadth that we need and still service our customers on a, you know, national basis.
And the Midwest is a real big manufacturing hub. It's one of the roots of the industry here. But there's also a lot of competition, I imagine. So give us an idea, or touch on it, if you will, the kind of competition that you guys are working with.
You know, we compete against really international companies. We compete against worldwide trading companies. We compete against very large publicly traded companies. But one of the things that we do best is that we have a very small management group. We're very responsive, and we're able to react to our customers' needs, we feel, and I think it's been proven out by our success, much faster than our competitors. So in an industry where it's important to have just-in-time delivery and to have the relationships with your customer to make sure that they get the steel when they need it, we think we're better than anyone else at doing that.
So within the larger picture of the Block Steel Corporation and the manufacturing, there are a lot of factors that go into finding success, but there are also a lot of supporters that come into, you know, helping you along the way. Associated Bank has been one of those supporters as well. So explain a little bit the role that Associated Bank plays within the larger business.
You know, having a banking relationship like we have with Associated actually is really critical. We have a lot of situations where we need to kind of make special deals on the purchasing side because there may be opportunities to get a large quantity of steel that we would need for a large customer. As a perfect example is I just set a contract with a customer for 2020. In order to make that contract work, I had to buy a very large quantity of steel from a steel mill to sort of sustain us through most of the 2020. That obviously creates large financial needs. Associated understands those needs that we have to have on a regular basis, or actually on an irregular basis, I should say. And they've been able to be very responsive in understanding of the fluctuations of our inventory and the needs that we have to sustain our business in situations like that.
When people think of manufacturing, it's hard not to think of the tariffs that come with the manufacturing right now. So give us an idea as to how you guys overcome that kind of a hurdle within the larger industry.
Well, that actually was another situation which just came up in that some of the material we purchased, we have to buy from Europe, and it's not made in the United States. And although we felt that we would eventually get exclusions from tariffs because it does not, the material we purchase is not made in the United States, we had for a pretty extended period of time have to pay tariffs. And we paid a considerable amount of tariffs over a relatively short period of time that we had to absorb that basically into the cost of our material. And that's another way that Associated and our relationship with them has helped us because they understood the needs and how that would raise the cost of our inventory on a short-term basis. And we have now gotten the exclusions that we need, so we've got that material, that cost returned from the government, and rightfully so. But that's another example of actually how Associated has helped us.
Sure. It comes back to that relationship aspect.
Exactly.
You mentioned that your third generation, your father and your grandfather, were running things a while ago, and now you're here running the shop, making sure everything is running smoothly. So talk to us a little bit about the importance of the family business aspect of everything.
Well, one of the things that we really like about Associated is that it's a regional bank, and we found that dealing with them, they have a pretty good understanding of what our needs are and that a larger bank, when I say more of a national or even international bank, wouldn't have. They're Midwest based, and I think that helps in building up the relationship that we have and the understanding of how we have to do our business and how we treat our customers. That going back to what I said earlier, how we spoil our customers in a way. And I think Associated has come to understand that. And part of that is because we have this like really good relationship with them. And I think we're treated by Associated like we're like really important. And I think we are really important, but we didn't always get that from historical banking relationships. And that is something that obviously is very important, especially in this financial environment.
What are some things that are on your radar that you're looking forward to, you know, as you continue to move forward?
You know, Block Steel has not saturated the market. So we certainly have still opportunities to prove to customers that we don't currently have that we are the better opportunity, the better sourcing than what they have currently. And so those opportunities are always presenting themselves, and I'm always working on that.
Right. Always have to keep up with the changing times. I imagine you're tuned in to everything within the larger automotive companies.
Correct.
And, you know, keeping an ear to the ground, if you will, as far as what's
Correct.
Next.
Correct. So, for instance, a lot of the high-end appliances that you see in kitchens, ranges, as an example, a lot of that is still manufactured in the United States, and there's a lot of market potential there for us.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for having us here today out in Skokie at the Block Steel Corporation. We appreciate you taking the time to join us and tell us a little bit about the family business.
Well, thank you very much, Bennett. I appreciate that.
It's Building Business Around Town, sponsored by Associated Bank, Block Steel Corporation. You can find them online at blocksteel.com.